understands the importance of keeping pavements clear,
yeah.
not creating obstructions for pedestrians, particularly those with disabilities yeah. or access issues. So we yeah. completely understand our responsibility to do that. And we're working very hard with Camden and other local authorities to improve parking ahead of the introduction of this London-wide scheme. It should make parking much more easy for users and therefore easier for operators to manage. So Camden's been one of our most successful partner boroughs. We've delivered over 2 million trips in the borough since we've launched there. We've worked with them to identify and build out a relatively dense network of parking bays. One of the things the report calls for is an improvement in the availability of parking bays across London. One of the reasons why people park badly or obstructively is because there aren't dedicated places to leave their bikes. Camden is right at the forefront of providing those bays. There's still progress to be made, but it's showing other boroughs how space can be moved over from car parking spaces or other vehicle space and used for more active and sustainable travel options. So we really value our partnership with Camden. We're really pleased to have recently been selected to continue to offer a service here alongside Human Forest, which is another provider in London. But again, we know that at the moment, parking compliance is not what we need it to be. It's around 80%. But when you're doing as many trips as we're doing, you know, when we've delivered over 2 million trips since we launched, if that many trips are ending outside of bays, we know that can cause problems. And we're working on measures to solve that from a technology perspective, from a rider education perspective. But crucially as well, it comes down to introducing a London-wide framework. Because like I say, if you're cycling from Islington into Camden, it is confusing as to how you should park based on where you are across those invisible borough boundaries. So that really is the critical issue here.
Riders want maximum convenience and aren't really that concerned with where their bikes are parked. Would you say that's fair based on those figures?
Yeah, I think so. In terms of the 27% of people would cycle more if there was a standardised service area, I think that's much more about where people are taking trips to and from. So if you live within the service area, work within the service area, commute with socialise within the service area, you're already happy with where you can ride the bike. So that 27% is essentially people that want to take the bikes to places where they can't be ridden. So I think that is separate to the parking issue. In terms of the 22% that would use the service more if parking rules and behaviour was standardised, you know, when we look at our service in Camden, we already achieve around an 80% parking compliance. The majority of our users understand where to park and are delivering on it. So it doesn't surprise me that it's only around 20% of people that would say, yes, that would be really helpful. That's still a very significant number. That's one in five of our users. You know, we've got over 1.25 million users in London or have registered rides in London. So I think that's, again, it's around, it's a smaller proportion of people who are unsure of the rules, and that can lead to some of the non-compliant behavior you're seeing. Of course, like any mode, there will be a small number of users who are behaving in a deliberately antisocial way, and we address that through a series of warnings and fines, and if you park badly on four occasions, you're permanently banned from the service. The 50% of line riders who wouldn't walk further than 2 minutes, you're right, the service does need to be convenient. You know, when you look at our average trip distance that you're talking about in terms of 2.5 kilometres, if you've got to walk, you know, 500 metres, 600 metres to access a bike, and then again 500, 600 metres to drop one off at an appropriate place before you can get to the point you actually wanted to end your destination, it stops being a convenient service. So we want to work with local authorities to make sure we have dedicated parking locations across London which are convenient to use. And this rider data demonstrates the level of density we need. And I don't see that as a criticism of blind riders. I think if you did a resident survey for car drivers and said, how far will you walk to be able to pick up your car from your home? I don't think many residents would be saying, oh, it's fine for my resident parking to be more than 2 minutes away. If you look at a standard car parking process, you know, most people who have cars will park them directly outside their house. It will be, you know, 5-10 meters from their front door, as opposed to having to walk 2 minutes away. So the convenience of the service is really important to delivering the level of usage we need to see for our shared active and sustainable travel goals. And I don't see it as a bad thing that riders want the service to be convenient. I think that's standard across lots of different modes in London.